following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine Home of Holy Love Ministries from Friday, May 27th through Thursday, June 2nd, 2022. May 27th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, when you pray, pray to accept my divine will for you in every situation. Such a prayer rises from a courageous heart that is unselfish in its goals. This is the prayer that, as your Father, is most pleasing to me. Such a prayer rises from a loving heart, a heart that respects my will in every outcome. The heart which prays in this way has died to self and loves my will with a trusting heart. My will often does not match your human will, but in the long run is perfect and all-encompassing. Pray to be enlightened to see how my will is the perfect answer, the perfect solution. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 8 through 10. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not because of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. May 28th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children always support the truth. The truth being that obedience to my commandments is salvific. Therefore, it is necessary towards the soul's salvation that he knows the commandments and every behavior they concern. Ignorance is not an excuse, only a telltale sign that not much effort was put forth into earning salvation. Make the time to be a child of obedience. All else leads to perdition. A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, verse 24. All who keep his commandments abide in him, and he in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit which he has given us. Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. May 29th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am the Father of all humanity. My grace falls upon every soul. It is up to each soul to turn to my grace and embrace it. As the patriarch of humanity, I gently correct, lead, and warn all mankind. There are none that escape my gaze. I look only into hearts. I care not for physical appearance, reputation, or title in the world. Salvation is won by holy love. Salvation cannot be bargained for, or bought, or negotiated by human guile. It is won through the truth of holy love in the heart. The faithful remnant will live in the truth and stand for the truth as my children. These will be the children of light. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 6 through 10. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for it is because of these things that the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not associate with them, for once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. May 30th, 2022, Memorial Day. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, today I urge you to persevere during these times when true discernment is challenged by false judgment. It is misinformation which is the enemy of the truth. Check your facts before you decide about anything. Your opinions so often determine your eternity. If you follow Satan's lies, your soul is in jeopardy. These messages which I confide to you here lead you along the path of truth and into my paternal embrace. Here I call you to be obedient to my commandments and to find ways to please me. I have sent the Holy Mother to you as protectress of the faith and refuge of holy love, two titles urgently needed during these times. You have to be brave in your discernment, even if those in power do not believe. Always search out the truth and defend it." A note is given to read Jude chapter 17, 23. "But you must remember, beloved, the predictions of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. They said to you, 'In the last time there will be scoffers, following their own ungodly passions. It is these who set up divisions, worldly people, devoid of the Spirit. But you, beloved, build yourselves up on your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And convince some who doubt. Save some by snatching them out of the fire. On some have mercy with fear, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. May 31st, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, every present moment you spend on earth trying to please me will be so greatly rewarded in heaven. Satan is in every doubt which opposes this truth. Every difficulty you experience on earth is matched by my grace. In retrospect, you can see this more clearly. Understanding this builds trust in your heart. Trust is the foundation of peace. The trustful heart has a strong gift of fruitful prayer. Trust is the assurance that my will is always best in the long run. I wrap the trusting heart in my blanket of security. His trust leads others along the same path." A note is given to read Psalm 11, 6 through 7. "On the wicked he will rain coals of fire and brimstone. A scorching wind shall be the portion of their cup. For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteous deeds. The upright shall behold his face." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. June 1st, 2022. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father." He says, "Both in turmoil and in victory, I am ever present to you. Nothing escapes my gaze. I am omnipresent. Life has a beginning and an end on earth. eternity is forever. It is during each soul's short life on earth he earns his eternal existence. Therefore, understand that your life in the world is a test. It is your earthly existence which earns your eternity. You must see your crosses in the world as a test towards your eternal existence. Accept each cross with patience. I will help you. Anger has no place in patience or adversity if you wish to gain merit in my eyes. Your patience in turmoil is a stepping stone on the ladder to a higher place in heaven. View it as such. A note is given to read Psalm 3, 1 through 6. Trust in God under adversity. O Lord, how many are my foes? Many are rising against me. Many are saying of me, there is no help for him in God. But thou, O Lord, art a shield about me. My glory and the lifter of my head, I cry aloud to the Lord, and he answers me from his holy mountain. I lie down and sleep. I wake again, for the Lord sustains me. I am not afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me round about. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. June 2nd, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, begin each day with the resolve to become closer to me and more holy. Then, when you retire at night, hold yourself responsible to this goal. That is the only way you can change the heart of the world, one heart at a time. If the heart of the world becomes more holy, my paternal heart will be appeased and my anger calmed. Then I will not deliver such a strict justice as I have planned, as I would if there was no effort to change. My justice would be mitigated. Be enthusiastic as you follow this, my plan to mitigate my justice. A note is given to read Jonah chapter 3, 1 through 10. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim to it the message that I tell you. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's journey, and he cried, yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. And the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the least of them. Then tidings reached the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, removed his robe, and covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he made proclamation and published through Nineveh, by the decree of the king and his nobles, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed or drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and let them cry mightily to God. Yea, let every one turn from his evil way, and from the violence which is in his hands. Who knows, God may yet repent and turn from his fierce anger, so that we perish not. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God repented of the evil which he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.